Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, holding in Chulin, Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara with base brings that when people brought Bikurim to Yerushalayim, so everybody stopped and stood up in front of them. And the Gemara says in the beginning the reason is why. Even though you don't stand up in the middle of work in front of a Talmid Chacham, but in front of someone who's doing a mitzvah, you do stand up. Why? Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. There's a special chavivus of the mitzvah that happens at its time, at its proper time, and that's why you stand in front of the people bringing Bikurim. Now, we have Tzvi Fromer in his Sefer Eretz Tzvi in Parshas Kisavli. He asks in this Gemara, he says, why don't we say chaviva mitzvah b'shaito for other mitzvahs? Someone wears tzitzis, chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. Someone puts on tefillin, chaviv mitzvah shaito. Anyone who's putting on tefillin, someone should stand in front of him. Why it's a special din that we find only in Bikurim? So he has a very long arichus. He brought the entire piece in the source sheet, but we'll say the main yesoit. He starts by saying two agdomas. Number one is, many times a person is not really to vote for something, either for a bracha or for a mitzvah. He's not really in that level. But every person, even the biggest Rishoyim, at Sidim Sheit Nureach, they will be perfect. So eventually, they will be Roy to whatever they're doing. But it could be that right now, they're not Roy. So when a mitzvah is done by someone who's not Roy to do the mitzvah, it's considered to be mitzvah Shalei Bizmano. It's not in the right time, because he's not Roy to do it. But he will be Roy eventually. So it's considered to be Shalei Bizmano, which is not a mitzvah Shleimu. So the Rambam says the Balaveiro hoyse mitzvahs toifim hoyse befonov. It means it's not a perfect mitzvah. The second agadoma he says is that sometimes when a person has something wrong by him, you can elevate him to a higher place. Where do we find this? It says that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to give the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, so he said mi eile. So Rashi said they're not royal bracha. Why? Because he saw the descendants that come from them. There were some of them rishoyim. Then it says kachem no elai avavorechem. What does it mean, kachem na'ai v'arachem? What about the problem? They're not royal lebracha. So he says, kachem na'ai is like we say by lulav, v'lakachtem lachem. He said, bring Ephraim and Menashe to me, to my level. Elevate them for where they are. If you elevate them for where they are, so they're not touching the chelek hara that they have. They're not touching the ra that will come out from their descendants. So with that, he goes to explain, what is the inyan of Bikurim? It says, by Bikurim, it says, v'ishtachaviso lifnei Hashem Elokecho. It's a special point. The part of the mitzvah is the Adam himself is mishtachav in front of Hashem. The Adam himself is part of the korban. What's shot on that? So he brings the name of the Avni Nezer. So the Yikar avoided in this world is for a person to come and sacrifice something of his, something which he wants, and to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we came to this world, to have the challenges of this world and still overcome them and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that's the inyan of Bikurim. Bikurim means that a person takes a first fruit that he really wants to take for himself and he gives that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the akrova that you have at Bikurim. It's mishtachav in front of Hashem saying, I'm giving myself to Hashem. When a person does that, he's miskalel umidabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that's the remez that this mitzvah is happening in Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, lifnei Hashem Elokecho. Is because Adam is misalei atzmoi to a higher place to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing Bikurim. So Yimelei says that's the pshat, the Bikurim is called mitzvah b'shaito. Any other mitzvah a person does, he may not be roy to do the mitzvah. He may be not on the proper level. Yes, eventually he will be good to do the mitzvah, because as we said before, even Rishayim atim listen reach. So every other mitzvah may be not where a person is not roy to do the mitzvah right now. As the Loshon Rambam, toifim oisolof pifonov. But Bikurim, that a person is elevated to a higher place, to be samikdosh, is bringing himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, he's removing himself from all the bad, similar to what Yaakov Avinu did by Ephraim Menashe. So at this point, he is completely a tzaddik. So Bikurim, it's a mitzvah b'shaito. Every time you have Bikurim, it's a mitzvah b'shaito, it's a mitzvah in the right time. It's not based on the future when you'll be good. Right now, he's considered to be a tzaddik. That's why it's considered to be chaviv mitzvah b'shaito. With that, her tzvi continues, it says, because it says in the Medrash, that when Shabbat saw there'll be no Bikurim, so he gave them instead three times a daven a day. Every day we daven three times. What's the shaykhs between the Tfilah Gimel Pomim Bayoim to Bikurim? So it goes on to be Be'arichus to tell us the whole idea of tefillah is that a person comes and elevates himself and brings himself to a higher place close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings in either Balatanyo that the whole tefillah is just to come and explain Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echot. Meaning connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevatel HaKoilash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes ahead to bring many rise to that. He brings Lashonis of the Zoyar and rise from the tefillah. That the whole idea of tefillah is that a person has medabek himself to Hashem. One nekuda he says, it says, "Bechol levavchem eizeh avoydeh shibalev eremez tefillah." What do you mean? Person's coming and asking things for himself. Why is that tefillah? Why is that avoydeh? Because tefillah, the ikar inyan, is the avoydeh to be oiv evet Hashem, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. So you may let tefillah and bikurim with the same thing. Person elevates himself to a higher place. So when I don't have bikurim, instead of bikurim, I have tefillah 3 times a day. And comes out you may let that tefillah and bikurim both have the hagdara of mitzvah b'shaito. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.